It is 12:43. Welcome back to the KWMT Power Lunch. As we say good afternoon to Dr. Elwin Taylor. Good afternoon, Elwin.
Well, good afternoon. I hope you're enjoying a pleasant winter day.
Yeah, we are. Definitely winter. The temperatures feel like it's winter out there. There's snow on the ground. So, yeah, it's definitely winter-like here in Fort Dodge today.
Well, and that's really not over with, but the storms are now to the south of Iowa, moving from the west to the east. And, well, they're actually kind of headed up toward Michigan, but nevertheless, they're south of Iowa, except for maybe one or two little clouds. And during the next day or two, I think we can enjoy kind of favorable weather as far as winter weather is concerned. And I think that most people appreciate having a little bit of sun and having the snow melting away. I don't know how much snow you got up there at Fort Dodge, but I assume you got a little bit at least.
Yeah, I would imagine probably a couple inches and about the same for Rockwell City. Yesterday in Rockwell City, I know it kind of started as rain about 7:30 or 8 o'clock, and I was kind of moving over into Sac County for a while and just kind of kept building up on the highways and so forth. But, yeah, I would say probably a couple inches here in the Fort Dodge area as well as over in Rockwell City.
Well, that didn't add much moisture to the soil, but it added a little bit of winter flavor for us. In the 6 to 10 day outlook, we expect the temperatures to continue at about normal for this time of year, and that would be averaging in the 40s. That means maybe we changed 20 degrees from night to day, typically in Iowa. And we'll also be seeing conditions of on the low side of usual precipitation all the way through the 4th or 5th of November. So I don't think anybody's going to be really complaining about being on the low side of normal, even though we're in, after the 1st of October for climatologists, we call that Happy New Year. Because we begin looking at the water year from the precipitation that comes after the 1st of October is built up for next year. And a lot of the places in the state can use that, although when we look at the drought monitor, we're certainly not in what people would call a harsh drought and a bit to the dry side of usual. We do expect to see some extremes, but we don't necessarily expect this to be a harsh winter. The 6 to 10 day outlook for precipitation is drier than usual, or not as wet as usual for Iowa, and parts of the state to our immediate south, north, and west, and still and drier than usual, definitely for the I states, Illinois and Iowa, and well, let's just say for all the I states. And we do anticipate that will be the condition for about the next 10 days, a little bit on the cool side of usual.
Now, Elwin, what about frost? I would imagine that's probably going to be a topic coming up here pretty quick.
Well, people have already started asking me some questions about that. With the will the temperatures be cold enough that the frost will start to move down in the soil? And yes, I suspect that it will. I don't know just how deep it will get. We don't know how cold this winter will be, but with very little snow cover, we know that the ground can get quite cold. And how deep the frost will go, we don't know yet. And I don't know of very many people that have anything that they really care about, how deep it gets, as long as it doesn't get down to the water pipes. And right now, that's not a threat.
Yeah. Now, does the dry soil conditions, does that contribute to the frost going deeper, or what really affects how deep the frost will go throughout the winter months?
As long as when the soil is fairly dry, and if you the temperature changes a little bit slower. When the soil is dry, there's more air in there, kind of an insulating factor. But then again, when we have a lot of moisture, if your tiles are still running on your farm a little bit, then you know down at the depth of the tile, somewhere down around 5 feet, that there's still more water than the soil can hold. That is, if it's just a tile without any surface inlets, and so that there's no other source of water except down at the tile depth. And then most people that have looked at their tiles in the last month or so say, yeah, they're still running a little bit. Well, that means that the soil didn't completely dry out. And that's probably good news, but it also tells us just how much moisture we need to pick up. We know that an inch of snow is only about a tenth of an inch of water, usually. Sometimes it's heavy snow, sometimes it's powdery snow, and so we have to kind of generalize on that. But the National Weather Service continues to melt the snow that falls in the collection buckets and see how much moisture really did fall. So we'll try to keep everyone up to date on what the actual moisture contribution is when we do get snow as the fall and winter goes along.
Right. Now, I was going to ask you, are you watching any larger weather patterns right now?
Well, we always pay attention to them. But when we look right now from down on the North Pole, we see that there's not too many options for a lot of outbreaks of cold. We've got the cold coming into Iowa right now because the moisture path is across Missouri and into southern Illinois before it heads up toward Michigan. So we're feeling kind of a cold outbreak now, but we don't see any really bitter cold coming our way. We do know that we expect greater variability this winter than in the past few, and during the next few we will. Our climate has about an 89-year cycle over the past few hundred years, according to our tree rings. That's the only way we can keep that record that long. And when we look at that, we know that the harshest winter, followed the coldest, wettest winter, followed by the hottest, driest summer back in the 1800s, was 1846-47. Then it was 1935-36. It would be 2025 will likely be our coldest, wettest winter, followed by the hottest, driest summer, if the weather keeps doing what it's done for the past 600 years or so.
All right. Well, great information. Ellen, is there anything else you want to add here before I let you go today?
Well, mostly I'd just like to wish everyone pleasant wintry conditions. Even though we're a bit on the dry side of usual, I think that's probably favorable, not unfavorable at this time, as we already mentioned, with near normal temperatures for this time of year in the outlook.
All right. Well, very good. Well, Ellen, as always, great to talk to you today and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
I wish everyone the best.
All right. Very good. Again, Dr. Ellen Taylor this afternoon. It is 12:51. I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back with a market wrap shortly.